Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? You know how much we all love personality tests.
Oh, absolutely. They're everywhere.
But we're not just skimming the surface today. We're going deep, exploring an app called Spiritual Personality Tests.
Interesting. So, what sets this app apart from the usual BuzzFeed quizzes?
This app is designed by the Spiritual Seek, and it uses a spiritual lens to help you understand yourself better.
Okay, so it's not just about figuring out if you're an introvert or an extrovert. It's about exploring those traits in a deeper, more meaningful way.
Exactly. It's about understanding how your personality connects to your consciousness and your journey of self-discovery.
I like that. And how does it do that? What makes this app unique?
Well, first off, it goes way beyond those generic, a little enough, a lot type answers.
Right, those can be so frustrating. You never really feel like you're getting a true picture of yourself.
Exactly. This app offers nuanced responses that really make you think about your
So
answers.
it's more like a guided self-reflection than just a quick quiz.
Exactly. It encourages a more thoughtful and in-depth self-assessment.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what kind of tests can you actually take on this app?
They have a fascinating range. Let's start with the Great Personality Test.
Okay, I've taken a bunch of those before. What makes this one different?
It actually adapts to you over time. The more you take it, the more refined the results become.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not like you're stuck with the same label forever. It recognizes that we're constantly evolving.
Exactly. It's like having a personalized roadmap for growth that changes as you do.
I like that. It definitely addresses that feeling of taking the same test over and over and getting the same result, even though I feel like I've changed.
Exactly. But they also offer a bunch of other tests, like the awareness test.
The awareness test, what's that all about?
This one helps you understand how your consciousness shapes your perception of the world.
That sounds deep. So it's like figuring out the lens through which you view reality.
Exactly. And they even have the awakening test.
Awakening test. That
Dude.
sounds intense. What's that one about?
This test is exclusive to this platform, and it's designed to assess your level of spiritual enlightenment.
Hold on, spiritual enlightenment. Can you break that down for me a bit? What does that even mean?
It's about how in tune you are with your inner self, your purpose, and the interconnectedness of all things.
Okay, so it's about moving beyond the ego and tapping into a deeper sense of awareness and understanding.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that you're part of something much larger than yourself.
I'm starting to see how this app goes beyond just slapping a label on your personality. It really seems to encourage a journey of self-discovery, doesn't it?
It does. And for younger audiences, they have the wisdom test.
Oh, interesting. A personality test for kids.
Yep, it's specifically designed for users age 15 and under.
So they're introducing these concepts of self-awareness and spirituality at a young age.
Exactly. It's a fun and engaging way for younger audiences to explore their inner landscape.
I like that. It's never too early to start learning about yourself. And what about the quiz of inner liberation?
That one sounds pretty intense, right?
Yeah, like freeing yourself from those limiting beliefs and fears.
Exactly. It's about embarking on a journey towards a more authentic and fulfilling life.
It sounds like this app is all about going deep, exploring your inner world, and empowering you to grow. It's not just about figuring out what personality type you are, but about understanding yourself on a much deeper level.
You got it. And they offer more than just the full tests. They also have a whole library of mini self-assessment quizzes.
Oh, mini quizzes! Perfect for my short attention span. Tell me more.
They have over 40 of them covering all kinds of different topics.
So it's like a quick self-check-in, but with a spiritual twist.
Precisely. It's about making self-reflection a regular practice, even if you only have a few minutes to spare. And if you're looking for more in-depth knowledge,
I'm always up for more.
they offer free access to articles on a variety of topics: psychology, spirituality, technology, even current events.
Wait, current events? How does that tie into spiritual personality tests?
Understanding your inner self can help you navigate the complexities of the world around you.
I never thought of it that way. So it's about connecting your inner journey with your outer experiences.
It is. And to make everything even more accessible, they offer the app in both English and Italian.
That's cool. So they're making self-discovery a global pursuit. But you know what really stood out to me about this app?
What's that?
Their use of AI. They have something called Personality HPT, a specialized AI that analyzes your responses.
Right. And in the wisdom test, they even have Personality HPT Junior, which has a sense of humor.
Wow, an AI with a sense of humor. I have to see that. It's not often you see technology and spirituality blended like this.
Yeah, it's like they're taking these ancient concepts of self-discovery and giving them a modern tech twist. I'm really curious to see how it all works in practice.
Me too.
Yeah.
It seems like they found a way to make self-exploration both personalized and engaging, and maybe even a little bit fun. Should we dive into some of these tests and see what they have to offer?
Absolutely. Let's start with the awareness test.
All right, let's unpack this one. This test isn't just about answering questions. It's about prompting you to think critically about how you perceive the world.
So, no checking boxes and moving on.
Not at all. It uses targeted questions and complex answers that really encourage you to think about your responses.
You know, it's funny. I've taken so many of those online quizzes that claim to reveal your hidden personality, but they always feel so generic. Like, oh, you're a free spirit who loves adventure.
Right. Like, who doesn't want to be seen that way?
Exactly. But this awareness test seems to go beyond those surface-level generalizations. It's about challenging your assumptions and digging deeper into the core of who you are.
Okay, now you've got me even more curious. What kind of questions are we talking about here? Can you give me an example?
Unfortunately, they don't reveal the specific questions beforehand. The app is designed to take you on a unique and personalized journey of self-discovery.
Ah, so it's a surprise adventure into the depths of our own consciousness. Okay, I can work with that. But I'm still curious about the results. How does the app actually interpret your responses?
From what we know, the app provides a detailed analysis of your answers. It highlights your strengths, areas for potential growth, and it aims to give you a really comprehensive understanding of your awareness.
So it's not just a simple label or a score.
Nope. It's much more nuanced than that. It's about helping you understand how you see the world and how that might be influencing your life.
I'm starting to see why they call this spiritual personality tests. It's not just about identifying personality traits. It's about exploring them within the context of your spiritual journey.
Exactly. And they don't shy away from those big existential questions. The awareness test really pushes you to think about your place in the universe and the nature of consciousness.
Okay, now we're getting deep. I love that they're encouraging people to think about these big picture concepts. I think it's something we often lose sight of in our busy lives.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we've talked about the awareness test. Now let's move on to the awakening test. This one claims to assess your level of spiritual enlightenment, and it's exclusive to this app. What makes this one so special?
This test delves into the realm of spiritual growth and understanding. It assesses your level of self-awareness, your connection to something greater than yourself, and your understanding of spiritual concepts.
Connection to something greater than yourself. Can you give me a more concrete example?
Think of it as feeling a sense of unity with nature, or having a profound experience that connects you to a sense of universal love or wisdom. It's about recognizing that you're part of something much larger than just your individual self.
Okay, so it's about tapping into that sense of interconnectedness that we often hear about in spiritual teachings. But how does the app actually measure something like that? Well, they've described the questions as being contemplative and non-trivial. They're designed to make you really think about your spiritual beliefs and experiences.
So, no multiple choice questions with simple answers.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
The app creators understand that spiritual growth is a complex and nuanced journey, and they've created a tool that reflects that complexity.
I appreciate that. It's refreshing to see an app that takes a more thoughtful approach to such a profound topic.
And the fact that the awakening test is exclusive to this app makes it even more intriguing. It's like they've created a secret path for those seeking a more profound understanding of their spiritual journey.
Exactly. It speaks to the app creator's commitment to providing a truly unique and valuable experience. They're not just repackaging existing concepts, they're crafting something new and innovative.
You know, it's funny because we often think of personality tests as being about putting people into neat little boxes. But this app seems to be doing the opposite. It's encouraging exploration, self-reflection, and a willingness to delve into the unknown.
I agree. It's about embracing the journey of self-discovery with all its twists and turns and recognizing that there's always more to learn and uncover about ourselves.
Well said. Okay, so we've got a pretty good grasp of the awareness test and the awakening test. Now let's move on to the great personality test. What makes this one so great?
One of the key features of this test is its adaptability. It recognizes that our personalities aren't static, they change over time. And the more you engage with the great personality test, the more it learns about you and refines its analysis.
So it's not a one-time thing. You can actually take it multiple times and see how your results shift as you grow and change.
Exactly. It's like having a personal guide who learns about you with every interaction, tailoring their advice and guidance to your evolving self.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
It addresses one of the things that's always frustrated me about traditional personality tests.
Mm-hmm.
It always felt like they were trying to fit me into a fixed mold, even though I knew I was constantly evolving.
I understand what you mean. The great personality test embraces the fluidity of personality and encourages ongoing self-discovery. It recognizes that self-understanding is a continuous journey, not a destination.
And I bet it helps address that feeling of being stuck with a certain personality type. You know, like if a test tells you you're an introvert and that you feel like you have to act that way all the time, even if you're feeling more outgoing some days.
That makes sense. This test offers a more nuanced and flexible approach, acknowledging that we express different aspects of ourselves in different situations.
It's more like a conversation with your inner self, one that evolves over time as you learn and grow. It's not about limiting yourself, but about understanding the full spectrum of who you are.
Precisely. And that's consistent with the overall focus of this app on spiritual growth and self-discovery. It's about embracing the complexity of who we are, rather than trying to simplify ourselves into neat categories.
So we've talked about a couple of the tests that are geared towards adults,
right.
But what about teenagers? Is there something for them in this app too?
You bet. They've got the wisdom test, which is specifically designed for users aged 15 and under.
Wow, a personality test designed for teenagers. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, can you really expect teenagers to be interested in taking a personality test, especially one that has a spiritual angle?
That's where the app developers have been pretty clever. They've designed the wisdom test to be both instructional and entertaining. It's about making self-discovery fun and engaging for younger audiences.
So it's not just a bunch of boring questions.
Nope, not at all. They incorporate elements of gamification, storytelling, and even humor to keep those younger users engaged.
Okay, now that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
An entertaining personality test for teenagers. That's something I would have loved back in the day. I always found those traditional tests so serious and intimidating.
The wisdom test takes a much lighter approach. It sparks curiosity and encourages self-reflection without making it feel like a chore. It's all about planting the seeds of self-awareness early on in a way that resonates with those younger minds.
That's great. And remember how we were talking about Personality HPT Junior, the AI with a sense of humor?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually featured in this test. It seems like they're really going all out to make this a fun and engaging experience for teenagers.
It's a brilliant strategy. By incorporating humor and playfulness, they're making self-discovery accessible and relatable to a younger generation that's constantly bombarded with serious and complex information.
Totally. It's like they're saying, hey, self-discovery doesn't have to be this heavy philosophical endeavor. It can be fun and exciting too.
Exactly. And that's such an important message for young people to hear.
It's all about fostering a sense of curiosity and exploration rather than making self-discovery feel like just another obligation.
Well said. Okay, so we've covered the awareness test, the awakening test, the great personality test, and the wisdom test. But there's one more test we haven't talked about yet. The quiz of inner liberation. This one seems to be for those who are ready to dive into some deeper spiritual work.
Okay, let's talk about liberation. What exactly does this quiz focus on?
The quiz of inner liberation, just like the name suggests, is all about breaking free from limitations, both internal and external. It's about connecting with your true self and recognizing the things that might be holding you back from living a more authentic and fulfilling life.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense.
Yeah.
So is this quiz for everyone, or is it more for those who are already on a spiritual path?
Anyone can benefit from exploring the idea of inner liberation, but this quiz seems to be geared towards those who are ready to do some deep self-reflection and who are genuinely seeking transformation.
So it's not about quick fixes or superficial solutions. It's about committing to a journey towards greater freedom and authenticity.
Precisely. And that fits in perfectly with the overall emphasis of this app on using self-discovery as a catalyst for personal transformation. It's about recognizing that understanding ourselves is only the first step. The real journey begins when we start to apply those insights to our lives and make conscious choices that are in line with our true selves.
That's a great point. It's not just about gaining knowledge, it's about taking action. It's about using what we learn about ourselves to create a life that's more meaningful and fulfilling.
Exactly. And the quiz of inner liberation gives you a framework for doing just that. It helps you identify the obstacles that might be in your way and then find ways to overcome them so you can step more fully into your most authentic self.
You know, as we've been talking about all this, I'm realizing that this app is so much more than just a collection of personality tests. It's like a complete toolkit for self-discovery and spiritual growth.
I couldn't agree more. They've clearly put a lot of thought into giving users the resources and guidance they need to embark on their own unique journeys of self-exploration. It's all about empowering individuals to take charge of their growth and create lives that are truly aligned with their deepest values and aspirations.
It's like they're handing you a map and a compass and saying, go explore. But they're not just sending you out to the wilderness alone. They're giving you the tools and support you need to navigate the terrain.
I love that analogy, and that's what makes this app so unique and valuable. It's not just about giving you information, it's about facilitating a process of growth and transformation.
So you've covered a lot of ground here today. We've talked about the awareness test, the awakening test, the great personality test, the wisdom test, and the quiz of inner liberation. It's like a buffet of self-discovery with something for everyone.
And we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to uncover about this app and its potential to change the world of personality assessment. Welcome back to our deep dive into spiritual personality tests.
I'm ready for more. We covered so much in part one, but it feels like there's still so much to uncover about this app.
You know, it really struck me how these tests tap into our human need for validation.
Validation? How so?
Think about it. We all want to feel seen and understood, right? And these tests offer that. They're like, hey, you're unique. You have strengths. You have weaknesses. You have tendencies.
I see what you're saying. It's like the app acknowledges how complex we are. Yeah. Instead of just trying to put us in a box, you know?
Exactly. And that can be really empowering. It gives us this framework to understand ourselves better and how we interact with the world.
Like a roadmap for personal growth. Highlighting the areas we might want to work on.
Right. It's not about labeling yourself or saying this is all you can be. It's about using the insights to grow and improve.
Okay, so this app helps us grow and evolve. But I'm also curious about the tech side. How does AI actually make the experience better for the user?
One of the biggest benefits of AI is personalization. It can analyze your responses and tailor the feedback to you specifically.
So it's not just the same generic feedback everyone gets, it's customized.
That's the goal. And the AI can also help you see things you might not have noticed on your own, like patterns and connections.
It's like having another set of eyes on your results, but way smarter.
That's a good way to put it. And it shows how dedicated they are to innovation. They're not just using tech for the sake of it, but to make self-discovery more meaningful.
Makes you think about the future of personality tests, right?
Absolutely. This app could be a glimpse into that future. Imagine personality tests tailored to you and constantly changing as you change.
It'd be like having a personal growth coach right in your pocket. But we got to be real. No technology's perfect. Can AI really grasp all the nuances of human personality and spirituality?
That's a great question. AI has come a long way, but yeah, it's still got limits when it comes to understanding the complexities of human experience.
So don't take the results as the absolute truth, right? They're more like a starting point.
Right.
A way to jumpstart self-reflection.
Right. We shouldn't let a test define us or limit what we can become.
It's about using the app as a tool, not a rule book.
Right.
And speaking of tools, I'm really interested in how this app approaches spirituality. That's not something you see every day in a personality test.
Definitely makes it unique. It recognizes that spirituality is a part of who we are, not something separate from our personality.
So instead of just looking at outward stuff like our behavior, it encourages us to explore our inner selves too.
Exactly. It's about seeing the whole person, not just the parts that fit neatly into a personality type.
And I think that's something people are craving these days, you know, with the world feeling so superficial sometimes.
Absolutely. There's a longing for something deeper, something more meaningful than just labels.
And this app gives us the tools to explore those deeper parts of ourselves, right?
It helps us connect with our inner wisdom and find purpose in our lives.
It's about realizing we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. And when we tap into that spiritual side, we gain so much more understanding about ourselves and the world.
I love how you put that. It makes this app so relevant, especially right now. People are hungry for meaning and connection.
Totally. It's like they've tapped into this need for something more than just the material world.
And they do it in such an accessible and engaging way. It's not about pushing beliefs, but about providing tools for growth.
It lets you find your own path and your own pace.
Absolutely. But we got to acknowledge the potential downsides too. You know, relying too much on any test can have its drawbacks.
What kind of downsides?
This app is self-guided, so you're interpreting the results yourself.
So unlike therapy, you don't have someone guiding you.
Exactly. And while they give you explanations and resources, it's still on you to apply those to your life, which can be tough for some, especially if they're facing personal issues.
So use it as a tool, but don't be afraid to reach out to a professional if you need more guidance.
Exactly. And remember, no test, no matter how advanced, can capture the entirety of who you are. We're constantly changing.
Right. It's just a snapshot, a starting point.
And sometimes those snapshots can trigger strong emotions, you know?
Why is that?
Sometimes the results can bring up unresolved stuff. or challenge how we see ourselves. Imagine someone who's always thought of themselves as super logical, then the test shows a strong intuitive side.
It's about being ready for anything. The results might surprise you, challenge you, or even make you a bit uncomfortable.
It's about being open to all parts of yourself, even the ones you might not like.
And that's where being kind to ourselves is so important, right?
Absolutely. Self-compassion is key when we're facing parts of ourselves we don't fully understand yet.
We're all works in progress, after all. This journey of self-discovery never really ends.
That's a great point. I think that's a good place to wrap up for now.
We've definitely covered a lot. We've talked about validation, AI, the future of personality tests, and the importance of balance.
And in part three, we'll look at those mini quizzes and the article library.
Stay tuned, everyone. There's still so much more to explore.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the Spiritual Personality Tests app. You know, as we wrap up this exploration, I'm genuinely impressed by how much thought and care went into creating this.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's so clear that the developers really want to help people understand themselves on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And they've gone above and beyond to make it a truly unique and valuable experience for everyone.
Absolutely. It's definitely not your typical personality quiz app. This one goes way beyond just telling you what type you are. It's about encouraging you to reflect, to explore your inner world, and ultimately to grow and evolve as a person.
You know, throughout our conversation, I've been thinking a lot about the idea of approaching self-discovery from a spiritual angle. It's not something you see every day, especially not in mainstream psychology or personal development.
That's a really good point. I think there's often this misconception that spirituality is somehow separate from our everyday lives, or that it's only for people who are super religious.
Right. But this app is challenging that idea in a really cool way. It suggests that spirituality is an essential part of who we are.
Yeah.
And by tapping into that, we can gain a much deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
It's like recognizing that we're not just physical beings, but also spiritual beings having a human experience. And mm-hmm. that spiritual side has a huge impact on how we think, how we feel, and how we act.
I like that. It's not about denying our humanness, but about embracing all of who we are, including that spiritual side.
Exactly. And that's a powerful message, especially when the world can feel so focused on material things and disconnected from something bigger.
So it's about adding more meaning, purpose, and connection to our lives.
Right. And those are things that I think we all crave on some level, whether we realize it or not.
So we've established that a spiritual approach to self-discovery can be really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this app actually help you do that? What features does it offer to help people connect with that spiritual side?
One of the things that really stands out to me is that it's not just about the personality tests. They have this awesome library of over 40 mini quizzes that cover a huge range of topics.
Oh yeah, those mini quizzes. Those are great for when you only have a few minutes, but you still want to do a little self-check-in.
They're perfect for that. And don't be fooled by the mini part. They delve into some pretty deep stuff, encouraging you to think about your values, your beliefs, and what you really want out of life.
Like little nuggets of wisdom to help you along your journey.
Exactly. And if you're in the mood for something more in-depth, they have a whole collection of articles on everything from psychology and spirituality to technology and even current events.
Okay, I'm really curious about those articles, especially the ones that connect spirituality to current events. Mm. How does that work? What's the link?
Well, think about all the challenges the world is facing right now. Climate change, political divides, social injustices. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and helpless.
I get that feeling all the time. Sometimes it feels like, what difference can one person even make?
That's where spirituality can be so helpful. It's not about providing easy answers, but about offering a different perspective on things, a way of seeing the world and your place in it that can empower you to act with more compassion, wisdom, and purpose.
So it's about making that connection between our inner journey and what's happening in the world around us, realizing that how we show up out there starts with what's happening inside.
That's it. And that's a message you don't often hear in typical self-improvement advice.
Yeah. It's not just about achieving success or happiness on a personal level. It's about cultivating a deeper sense of meaning and purpose that goes beyond just our own needs and desires.
And that's what I find so inspiring about this app. It's not just about understanding yourself better, but about using that understanding to make the world a better place, to make it more just, more compassionate, more sustainable.
Wow, I love that. It's not just about personal growth for its own sake, but about using our insights to actually make a positive impact.
And I think that message is going to resonate with a lot of people, especially those who are feeling disillusioned or discouraged by the state of things.
It's like a little beacon of hope, reminding us that we all have the power to make a difference. And it starts with our own inner transformation.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I encourage all of you listening to check out the Spiritual Personality Tests app. It's an amazing resource for anyone who's on a journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You might be surprised by what you discover about yourself.
I'm right there with you. Thanks for joining us on this journey, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring.